Good morning. My blog today is called No Enough, and in quotes, Timaru School says stance on HPV vaccinations is about parental choice and student safety, end of quotes. I don't know about you, but I am totally against immunizing our children against anything, because truly there is absolutely no proof that our children are going to be safer if given the actual bug. Now, many of these immunizations have been banned in other countries, but they have to get rid of it somehow, so they pour it into our country and into our children, along with all the propaganda that comes with it. This morning I read the flack that Timaru School is getting about this particular HPV vaccination, and I was really pleased that parents at last have a choice as to what gets put into their children's arms, sometimes without their consent and sometimes without any real knowledge about the injected drug. Now, with this particular one, it says that 50 people die a year from it. Really? So what? We here in New Zealand have a rate of bowel cancer in New Zealand that kills 100 people every month. You would wonder why there is no immunisation for that. And in quotes, New Zealand's rates of bowel cancer are among the highest in the world, and our outcomes are among the worst. More than 100 Kiwis die of bowel cancer each month, similar to the numbers who die from breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. Now, who knows what starts a cancer in one's body? And nowadays, with all of the alternative treatments, there's a very slim chance that your child is going to develop this cancer when he is grown. I get so cross when I see people being abused and suffering humiliation when they stand up and say, "No, enough!" Everyone in this world has a choice. That is why we live here in New Zealand, so that we can choose how we are to live our lives and what we allow to be put into our bodies or those of our innocent children. Who wants to allow this to happen just because some person at the top of the food chain says so, and they will get rich once the injection has been given? Let this matter be, and let parents who want the immunisation done take their child to the GP and let them do it in a professional and guided manner, along with hopefully sound advice that has not been tarnished with the salesperson's "you have to do this" spiel. Kudos to Timaru School for standing up and saying no, enough. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.